This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A Democratic presidential candidate, Marianne Williamson, is, quote, unsuspending, unquote, her presidential campaign just 3 weeks after calling it quits following poor performances in the New Hampshire and South Carolina primaries. Williamson said, "I am unsuspending my campaign for president of the United States. I had suspended it because I was losing the horse race, but something so much more important than the horse race is at stake here, and we must respond." Williamson said that, "We have a fascist standing at the door," referring to former President Donald Trump's presidential bid. Williamson said she is relaunching her campaign to respond to Donald Trump's dark vision of possibility. She would make an economic U-turn to make this country great again, to return it to a time when we actually had a thriving middle class. Williamson just won 4% of the Democratic primary vote in New Hampshire and 2% of the vote in South Carolina's primary. Williamson has long been an advocate for Medicare for all and free tuition at public colleges. She announced the restart of her campaign after getting 3% of the vote in Michigan's Democratic primary on Wednesday, despite having already ended her White House bid. President Biden received 81% of the Democratic primary vote in Michigan, with 13% uncommitted. In the crush of a housing crisis in Montana, where residents, newcomers, and temporary workers cannot find rental apartments or homes, and homebuyers are priced out of houses, properties are bought as investment properties or turned into short-term rentals for vacationers. In an effort to make more housing available, the Bozeman City Commission last fall voted to restrict short-term rental properties. Commissioners voted to ban any future Type 3 short-term rentals while they grandfathered in currently permitted units. Type 3 rentals are units where the owner does not live on site at the residence at all. Now, other Montana cities under the same housing shortage are considering limiting short-term rentals. The Missoula City Council will consider restrictions on short-term rentals, vacation homes like those often booked through Airbnb and Vrbo. Missoula's ordinance would require anyone operating a short-term rental to register it with the city, with violations for breaking noise and other ordinances fined as high as $500 a day. City councils across Montana have taken on vacation rentals following Bozeman's lead from last December. The Missoula City Council will put their short-term rental restrictions to a vote in March. A trail camera in Colorado showed a missing dog alive and apparently healthy after 11 months alone in the wild following an avalanche that separated the dog from its owner. Jacob Dalby identified his dog Uller, a Border Collie Rottweiler mix, from photos captured last Saturday and Sunday by one of the trail cameras set up by a team of canine tracking experts. After 341 days, 11 months to the day, of setting up trail cameras and food and moving them around in hopes of luring Uller to get confirmation, it has happened, Dalby said. Plans are now in place to bring Uller home safely, but until the dog is captured, Dalby asks people to keep reporting paw prints, barking, or any sightings of Uller. Nearly a year ago, on March 17th, Dalby was caught in an avalanche near Chair Mountain in Colorado while backcountry skiing with two friends. Dalby was seriously injured and later hospitalized. His friend was killed in that accident. Rescuers found dog tracks exiting the avalanche debris, indicating that Uller had survived and fled the area. Dalby said, "I was carried 2,500 feet down the mountain in the avalanche and fully buried with my right arm sticking out of the snow. I was able to clear my airway immediately and then in the process dig myself out over 3+ hours with a broken hand and frostbitten fingers." This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.